You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Attack!
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Oh, Black Betty, bang-a-rango. Oh, Black Betty, bang-a-rango, ring-a-ring-a-ting, bang-a, bang-a-rango, ring-a-ring-a-ting, bang-a, bang-a-rango, ring-a, woo, Black Betty, bang-a-rango, woo, Black Betty, bang-a-rango, Yo, wait, you ain't never drank coffee before? The fuck is wrong with you? Oh, shit, and I got some more. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I'm stirring my coffee. Hey, man, hey, so, like, I know you guys know about sugar. Like, everybody knows what sugar is, right? But why do we know, like, why am I one of the only people, I feel like, well, let's just put it this way. Why am I one of the only people that I know that knows what the fuck xylitol is? X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Xylitol. X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Works just like sugar. The worst side effect you can get is if you have an... Now, keep in mind, you have to have a whole ass load of it. But if you have enough, you can use it as a laxative. That's the worst side effect. And at least as far as I know. And it's good for your teeth. Hey, imagine that. You have sugar. It's bad for you and bad for your teeth. And then you have xylitol. It's pretty much good for you. And it's pretty much good for your teeth. Like, why must we do everything the hard way? You know, I'm not even gonna get into that yet. I'm not even gonna get into that. I will get into that, but I'm not gonna get into that yet. Sometimes I say that shit and then I never come back to it. I just wanna let you guys know that I do notice sometimes I don't circle back to it. But man, I've been doing this for so many years since 2019, right? So, I've 20, and so that's what, 6 years now? I have a 6-year track record of pretty much telling you all the stories. But one thing I do notice that I also do is I've repeated myself a lot on the podcast. Like I say things that I've already said, but in my defense, these are songs that I've heard a million times over in this exact order, pretty much. And so every time I hit a certain song, it brings up more memories or more feelings, or you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I'm gonna have to apologize, because sometimes I don't know if I use that as an excuse to repeat shit, but I just kind of do. I don't know. I don't know. It just happens that way. But yeah, bang-a-rang-a-rang-a-tang, man. Okay, so we're going to talk about something that happened this morning, and I'm not trying to put anybody on blast or anything. This is just some fuck shit, and I'm absolutely fucking had it up to here with. Like, have you ever met somebody that, how do I say this? Have you ever met somebody that's like, oh, okay, look, all right, let me scratch all that, okay? Let me just say, okay, I watched this, let me start this off by saying, I watched this video podcast, one that's on YouTube, right? And a guy starts talking about, you know, positive thinking, right? And he kicks in the explanation of, okay, now, not like thinking so positively that it's just fucking irrational. And so I want you to take note of that before we jump into this, okay? It's one thing to be like pro-God, right? And everything revolves around God. But at a certain point, it becomes like, hello, Earth, to whoever you are. Like, hello, humans in your face. Like, I get it. Because I'm all about God, man. Dude, I'm so... I, dude, I... if I could, I don't know how to explain to you. If this is your first time here, dude, I'm not a Bible thumper, but man, I love the fuck out of God, dude. I love God so much, it would just drive you nuts, right? I love God so much that if you deify his quote-unquote only begotten son into something other than him being the Messiah who came down in the flesh, I will go absolutely fucking apeshit in my mind, because you're defying the creator himself. You're putting this other spirit all the way before him. And there are no other gods before him. Like, I don't... okay? Right? So, yeah, I'm a little nuts about God. I'll give you that. Right? I'll let you run crazy with that. I'm fucking absolutely apeshit about God. I love God. God is the fucking best. Elyon up on high. The most creator up on the most high is the best. So with that said, and with you understanding that it's good to be positive thinking, but after a while, it gets just fucking irrational. When that's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's irrational. It's neither here nor there, right? There are people and opportunities and all this shit in your face, but you're irrationally bringing it all back to God. Does that make sense? Because, like, keep in mind, God is at the forefront here. There's no competition. We don't have to school each other on who the fuck believes in God and everything to do with God. Because if you want to go there, I'm going to slam you on the fucking Jesus shit. You go deifying him and calling him out his fucking name, I might just have a fucking meltdown. I might just fucking say something. After a while, I'm gonna fucking say something. He is not Lord. I don't care what the fuck you say. I don't care how you slice it. It is not in the Bible that he is the Lord and fucking Savior of all. The only time that it's ever even hinted at is when Paul says it. And look what the fuck Paul was. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Change of heart? Yeah, sure. But how does it say on Call of Duty? He said he brain rots a zombie, so the zombie starts attacking other zombies instead of you, right? He brain rots a zombie and then says, yeah, I'm going to keep a close eye on you because I don't fucking trust turncoats. So, let's pretend you started out your day, right? And I put lots of thought into this, but apparently not enough thought to just let you be on your own and to not just waste any breath on you. Because this is, I say, hey, can I ask you three questions about success or something like that? Or it was like something like that. Yeah, sure. It's okay. So I start doing a meditative guide shit, right? But these are questions that I've thought about that I hope will make sense to this person, will click in this person's mind. I don't know, right? I'm just going with my gut here, right? And I'm just trying to make sure we're all on the same level of manifestation here. We're all manifesting here, and nobody's hindering anybody's fucking manifestations. Do you understand? And so I said, do you consider yourself a successful person as long as you put your mind to whatever it is that you are trying to do? The answer was somewhere along the lines of, yeah, if I put my mind to it, sure. I said, do you think success and wealth are just strokes of good luck? Or do you believe that it logically takes work over time and the patience to see it through to gain? She says the second one. So they believe it logically takes work over time and the patience to see it through the game. Keep in mind, this is somebody who depends heavily on the fucking lottery for all these riches and all this shit. She's got this fucking multi-talented son. I said I wasn't gonna call anybody out, and here I fucking am. I can't stand it, bro. I've had it up to my fucking ears. And, you know, you've got this multi-talented son who can make fucking millions of dollars in a blink of a fucking eye if you challenge me hard enough. I am a wealth of fucking information. I'm a wealth of knowledge. I'm a wealth of fucking action. Do I really gotta explain this to you? Okay, so why do I have to explain this to her? 45 fucking years and you don't see what I'm capable of? You don't see my fucking talent? You don't see... You'd rather use me as a fucking peon than use me for what I'm really fucking worth. Oh my fucking God. Seriously? Yes. Fucking serious. I don't under-fucking-stand, dude. Like, I am begging for a fucking challenge here. But instead, I'm limited to fucking menial tasks. Do you get what I'm saying here? I'm gonna have to tread really fucking carefully. They act as if I am special fucking needs in the mind, right? And I say they, I'm just talking collectively here. But the people who treat me this way and act as if I'm fucking useless unless it's a menial task, they treat me this way. I could never do good. I could never be something. You know, dude, I'm 81 fucking remixes deep in my fucking DJ Puma path. On my career as a fucking DJ. Nobody even blinks a fucking eye. Like, hello? Do I have to fucking do cartwheels at the same time as the remixes are being made? I'm about to fucking blow my brains out trying to figure this shit out. And then by another person, I'm getting told... And this is all part of the same clique. I'm getting told, don't let this shit get to your head. Fuck you. Don't let it get to my head. I'm 81 remixes deep. If I let it get to my head, I would have stopped at 2. Get the fuck out of here, man. I am so sick of y'all shit. The third question goes... What beliefs are blocking you from becoming more successful than you've allowed yourself to be in the past, and how can you steer around that so that way it doesn't hinder you anymore? And then it was some bullshit about without God and this and that, and I was just like, what the fuck? The first question, progress. The second question, progress. The third one, bang-a-ring-a-ring-a-ting! No! Stop! What the fuck is wrong with you people? You're like fucking primates. It's not even adult toddlers. I don't even see how y'all can fucking read at this rate. I'm losing my fucking mind. Dude, right now, it is so overflowing of bullshit that just sitting here explaining this shit to you has me fucking winded, lightheaded, I'm fucking dizzy. This is the fucking thanks I get. You understand? I do everything. I am so fucking tired of it. I do every fucking thing, whether I'm asked to or not. It doesn't matter. I do every fucking thing. I started this gangsta shit. This is a motherfucking thanks I get. You know, I'ma just throw this shit out there. This one person that I'm talking about shits her fucking pants constantly and won't change her fucking diet. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't stop at the store because I shit myself on the fucking way home. How fucking embarrassing is that? Not for you, for me. My mother can't even go to the fucking store without shitting herself because she won't fucking mind her goddamn diet that she acts like she's too good to fucking change. Do you understand what I'm telling y'all here? How many other people are watching people just circle the fucking drain? And they wonder why I gotta fucking get high 24/7. Are you fucking shitting me? You don't get it? Bring a said, bitch, no! What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, no, I really want to, like, it's beyond you're either with me or against me. Now you're just fucking with me. 45 years of constantly fucking grinding my gears and fucking mentally masturbating me, jerking me off inside the mind, gaslighting me. Fuck me, I'm not worth a fuck, right? I mean, that's why I'm telling everybody else that they're not worth a fuck, right? Because I believe that I'm not worth a fuck. And why? Oh, don't blame everybody that it's fucking that's responsible for it. Blame yourself. I am so fucking tired of blaming myself for every fucking thing. Even the things that you fucking do to me, I apologize for. You don't fucking tell me you're sorry, because you're a pathetic fucking sad. Oh! You know, it's funny because I told somebody the other day. Oh, fucking weeks ago. Let's just say it was a month and a half ago, okay? I'm guessing right now. Let's say it's a month and a half ago, maybe even two. And I'm telling this person, I'm like, yeah, you know, I love my mom to death. Don't get me fucking wrong, but she's a fucking loser. Loser! She's never going anywhere. She will never fucking exit the rat race. She's a fucking loser! I love my family to fucking death, but you're all losers! You're fucking pathetic! Go poison yourself some more and keep wondering why I gotta fucking stay high just to fucking know you exist! Does that make any fucking sense to you? Do you under fucking stand what I just told you? I have to be high just because you fucking exist. I don't have to be high to deal with you. I have to be high just because I know you fucking exist out in the world. And you're out there with your claws in it. You're taking a bite out of the big fucking apple. And but you're so fucking obsessed with, oh, but they're gonna make me fucking carry around the fucking, the logo that's a sin, but bite out of the apple. Fuck you! What the fuck do you even care? You don't give a fuck about yourself, your fucking diet, your health, your son, your family. You don't give a fuck because you're a fucking loser. Fucking loser, punk! I'm so tired of this shit. Pathetic. Sad, miserable, pathetic, fucking lonely. So you keep your son around and torture him to fucking death. Until he's out of his fucking mind, crazy, yelling at the fucking mic. Smoking his fucking brains out until his fucking lungs collapse. Do you understand what I'm fucking telling you? I have to be this high just to know that you're somewhere out in the fucking world. I'm So why did I tell you that I fucking said all this shit and I was asking all these fucking, these three questions to this person who pretends to give a shit about me, but is only interested in using me whenever it comes to her convenience? Because I couldn't even ask these fucking three questions without War fucking 3 starting. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I can't even do a fucking meditative journey. It don't matter what I throw, any kind of fucking progress, I'm getting gaslighted. Anything to help you succeed, I'm getting gaslighted and told no thanks. Not even just no thanks. Oh, this shit's irrelevant. All right, well, quit fucking complaining to me and saying, oh God, I wish I could just fucking win the lottery. Loser! Fucking loser! I wish I could just... Hello, you fucking won the lottery. You got the best son in the fucking world. Seriously, man, fuck all y'all. I'm fucking out.